Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
All right, and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name's Ja, and today I'm going to be talking about running back prospect Quinshon Judkins from Ohio State. So Quinshon's a really interesting prospect. He is going as a top four, top five running back in this draft class. He kind of gives you shades of David Montgomery, some will say. My comp form is actually closer to Javonte Williams. I think Quinshon Judkins has a lot of upside and a lot of appeal. I mean, when I look at his time at Ole Miss, he played pretty well, even though the offensive line wasn't the greatest. During his time at Ole Miss, when he was the primary back, he bursted onto the scene as a freshman. He dominated SEC defenses. I think he led the SEC for a couple of years in just pure rushing. So he's someone who can take the ball 15, 20 times a game and get you a ton of yardage. He's a really interesting prospect, though, because people are kind of waffling with where he would best fit. And when I say best fit, I'm talking about an offensive scheme. During his time at Ole Miss and Ohio State, he ran in a spread offense. If you know spread offenses, it's a lot of receivers. Defenses are stretched, you know, sideline to sideline. And so those kind of create smaller boxes, easier for the running back out of the backfield to navigate in. Quinshon's a big dude. He's 5'11", 215, 4'4", 840, and he can truck you. He can knock you over. He plays pretty physical. He's going to be, you know, probably a goal line back at the next level, but he's also someone who can, you know, who can carry the ball on, you know, first down, second down, and so forth. He's being taken as a top five running back in our rookie drafts. The only surefire running backs that I'll say are better than him is Ashton Jeanty. I think Caleb Johnson's better. And he's not as fast, but I just think he's going to be closer to like a Derrick Henry comp. I'm going to tell you my comp for Quinshon in a second here, but I only have Ashton Jeanty, Caleb Johnson, and Omarion Hampton as clear-cut better options at running back in this rookie draft. Quinshon is being debated pretty heavily on Twitter. He's being talked a lot about, you know, from these NFL scouts. Yo, he was a prospect. Like, these scouts have been watching this kid since he was 18, 19 years old. They knew he was coming to the NFL since his freshman year. And, you know, him going to Ohio State, though he had to split carries, it saved his legs a little bit, I'm sure. So, coming into the league, I kind of see his situation and, you know, he played in a zone blocking scheme, more of like a spread offense during his time at Ole Miss and Ohio State. I don't want to see him fall into a power gap scheme. I don't want to see that. And I'm going to tell you why. Quinshon in a gap scheme, he ran a 4.48, y'all, but his 4.48 is a little deceptive. I think the guy might have trained a little bit for that. I don't know if he, like, wore some special shoes, but the motherfucker on the field does not look like he runs a 4.48. He looks a lot slower than that. He doesn't have a ton of long speed. Anytime he has a breakaway run, he usually gets caught, sometimes by outside linebackers, right? Like, it's not as good as what it looked like at the 40. I don't want to see him in a power gap scheme because a power gap scheme only creates one hole for a running back to attack. And if defenders can identify that hole, identify that gap that's opening up, Quinshon doesn't have the agility, nor does he have, like, the ability to cut and all that kind of stuff to really move out of the way. So he kind of becomes, like, an easier target. Right. Like, I think a good example of this is Le'Veon Bell, right? Superstar running back in Pittsburgh from 2014 to 2017. Le'Veon Bell was a He was a top five fantasy player. Like, he, every year he was being taken debatably at one or two. So during the time in Pittsburgh, he was running in a zone blocking scheme, and he did great. He had great hands, so he caught passes too. Le'Veon ended up taking a year off, and then when he came back to the league, he came to play for Adam Gase and the New York Jets in their power gap scheme. Once again, a power gap scheme is going to demand faster decision making, and it's going to require a lot of downhill running, and you're not going to have as many gaps to run through. It's one hole hit. Bell, who was a patient back, he got met at the hole all the time in a power gap scheme. He didn't have the different creases or the different holes to jump through, similar to what he had in Pittsburgh in a zone blocking scheme, right? In a zone blocking scheme, it's two, three different holes you can hit. You pick one. In a power gap scheme, the whole line knows what's up, and they're blocking for that one hole that you got to go attack. I want to see him in a zone blocking scheme. I want to see him in a spread offense. I want to see him in an offense ran by someone like a Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, like a Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. I don't know if Bobby Slowik is still in Houston, but I know they ran a zone scheme the last couple of years. I want to see Quinshon go somewhere in which the quarterback and the passing game is actually a threat, and he can get lighter boxes. I believe that he is going to be a RB2. You know, you can book it now, but he's going to have some RB1 potential. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, because he's one of my hardest prospects to give a final grade to. I'm going to give him a grade today of an A-, meaning that he's a very promising prospect. There is a red flag on his, you know, on his profile, and that's going to be the speed. We'll see what that looks like on game day when he has pads on, but that is the one thing that kind of alarms me. Outside of that, he's a good prospect. He has good size to him. He's 5'11", like 210. You know, was a star at Ole Miss, star at Ohio State, led the SEC in rushing, played SEC defenses during, you know, his time in college, played Big Ten defenses when he went to Ohio State, but he's battle tested. I like his floor in the NFL. They say his best comp is David Montgomery. I'm going to say Javonte Williams, but let me know what you guys think in the comments below. My name is Ja. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again, peace.